Hello there. I'm Erin Stone, and this is my show. I am here with my friend Ian Peralt. Say hi, Ian.
Yeah, hey. It's great to be here. My name's I did radio as well. This is a podcast. I've done a radio show back in college. The name was Ian the Human Being. So we're going to use that name today.
Yes, we are. Okay, so basically, we are on a train.
We're on a small railroad called Amtrak.
Yes.
Yep, we are on train 370. It's the Pierre Marquette. That's the train name. Heading back from Chicago to Grand Rapids. We're in business class. It's really great. Very comfortable. I have...
We're drinking wine.
We're having wine. Because I have ways to get us upgraded, so it's really, really good.
It is really good. I'm drinking a Cabot Pinot Grigio, and Ian is drinking a Chardonnay Line something Chardonnay.
Yep. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is, and it's really good. I should point out, so just kind of a little bit. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically, do you want to tell them how we met?
So there's a website called couchsurfing.org. It's a really great website. I found it in 2015, actually April 11th, 2015 to be exact, was my first adventure. You can do what it says, couchsurfing, but also you can just meet people. And that's what I do. I tried actually hosting. I'm from Boston. I'm blind, actually. I'm totally blind since birth. And, you know, I've been over the years, trying to meet people, you know, different ways. I tried meetup.com a while back. Didn't work out. I Googled randomly in a day. I was in my apartment in Boston. How to meet people. And this thing of couchsurfing popped up. And I got help with creating a profile. It was great. And then in 2015 onward, I mostly showed people Boston. I did try the surfing game. That's where they stay. It didn't really work out that well. And then in 2017, I met Erin.
Yeah.
Great. That, you know, 2 years into it, I met her. We turned out that we both liked beer and stuff and bars and stuff. So I was really excited. And we wandered around Boston for a little bit. And yeah, then ever since then, we've really been talking and just chilling out.
Yep, and we're like basically best friends. He's one of my best friends, so
yeah, it's really
been great.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun. And then in 2018, after that, I hosted her in Boston.
So yep, and that was fun.
That was cool. The first outing, we had like a couple hours. We just went a couple bars, basically, and stuff. And then when I hosted her, we had two nights, so we did a lot more than that.
Yeah.
So we were Perkins School for the Blind, where I went to school. Those of you that don't know, oldest school for the blind in the U.S. Helen Keller went there, their first deafblind student. So it was really great. Really enjoyed that. We went to bars, went to Harpoon Brewery, things like that.
Yep.
Really unbelievable. We did the buses. I showed her the subway system.
It was pretty sweet.
I know a lot about subways and public transit.
Yeah.
So it was really neat. And then, we kept in touch. Oh, in 2019, she was at a festival conference in Boston again. So we hung out again for a couple hours. And now, this is a full trip. I flew to Detroit. I went to her house in Sandusky last Thursday. I met her family. We had a lot of beer there. And then Friday we wandered around there. Saturday we went to Grand Rapids by car. Steak and Shake was great.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, we got up at 4:30 a.m. for a 6 o'clock Amtrak train.
Yeah, it was very tiring.
To Milwaukee.
Yeah.
We had a layover in Chicago. I showed her the Metropolitan Lounge. You have to have access. I'm a member of Guest Rewards.
Yeah.
She really enjoyed that. Free sodas and gummy bears and stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
She got?
I got gummy bears. They were very good. They were the Albanese brand. I don't know if you guys have ever had them, but they're very delicious.
Yeah, and there's comfortable seating. You can hang out there. Really good. And then we got on the other train to Milwaukee, and we used the Red Cap service. I use that if I'm by myself. They can help you down to the train, so we use that.
Yeah, that was fun. It was like being on a little golf cart.
Golf cart, you know, you get the VIP. They drive you right to the train.
It's very nice.
It's really unbelievable. And then, and the hotels were great. Easy to get around. We were very good. Hotel roommates is really kind of easy going.
Yep. And then we got breakfast with my cousin Luke this morning, who's a pilot for not United, but Wisconsin Air.
Yeah.
Or Wisconsin Air.
Wisconsin Air. And they work with American Airlines. And it was at the hotel. Oh, and in Milwaukee itself, we went to the German Ear Hall.
That was so good.
And it was like sausages and hand-cut fries, cheese curds, which is Wisconsin's well-known food. I wanted to make sure that I had that.
And then we had bratwurst, knackwurst, and weisswurst, all the worst.
It was a bunch of different sausages. I ate almost all of it. And then I had a 1 liter beer there. It was very good. Really unbelievable. And then we went to some other bars. And then last night, Sunday night, we went to Onesto, this Italian place. The pasta was unbelievable. It knocked. I think that was the best meal of this trip so far.
Yeah, it knocked our previous meal at Pietro's out of the park.
It was, the wine was very good. The fusilli with the truffle cream sauce with chicken was very good.
I got this shrimp spaghetti that was really good, and then I added some oysters to it for an additional 20 bucks. No, not oysters. Not oysters.
Scallops.
Scallops, yeah, for an additional $20.
And she says it was worth it. She didn't really give a damn because it was worth it.
Yeah, my tab was like 75 bucks, and then plus the tip was like 90-something. So, yeah.
But it was good, and it was really, the wine was very nice. And we met some people.
Ashley, and I forget the other one. The other one had a birthday, but I can't remember her name. It was it wasn't Siddhartha, but it was like Sid something.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. But it was what? There were nice people.
And Ashley worked for the blind people.
Yeah, she did. So it was kind of cool to
blind
talk to her
kids.
About that.
Yeah.
About like JAWS, which is a screen reader that I use and voiceover and stuff. Yeah, it's really unbelievable. And, going back, since we've known each other, she's been great about helping out, just describing things. And
helping him with like different layouts of bathrooms and.
Yeah, because we just. Going together, it's just a lot easier that way.
It is, yeah.
That way, no one will get salty.
And it's not weird. I mean, we're all just people.
Yeah, and most of the time, it's no big deal. Really, and we're friends, and
it's not a big deal. It's just parts.
Yeah, that's what we both think, and hotels are really, it's really good, and at her family's house, it was fun to learn the layout of it, and her dad was worried that I would fall down the steps. He said it about 10 times after drinking bourbon.
He kept saying, "Don't fall down my fucking stairs. I don't want to get sued." And I was just like, "Dad, chill out. He knows the layout."
Mm-hmm. It's great. It's really been a great 6 years. A lot of adventures and talking. And actually, she's going on Amtrak to California.
That's right.
Recommended it. I did the sleeper car, not to California, but to Seattle. It's the same train.
Yeah.
So I already kind of know it. What it'll be like. I did take the Zephyr from Denver to Glenwood Springs, though. That was only coach class. But she's in a roomette, and meals are included. You get cloth napkins and tablecloths and plates and. Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Just like what we're doing right now.
We are living the dream
and
right now.
And today, we went from Milwaukee to Chicago, and on purpose, I gave us a six-hour layover.
Which was a lot of fun.
Because I wanted to relive. I went to Chicago just there.
A year ago,
A week. Just there.
Right.
And I wanted to relive some of the spots and the L system that I took a lot of that week.
And I used to live in Chicago in
2014. Yeah, so she kind of knew some things that I didn't know either.
Yeah, so that was fun.
So, we went to Portillo's, this famous place.
I got a hot dog that was amazing, a Chicago-style hot dog.
Yeah, she liked it. And I had the Italian beef and sausage on a roll with fries. A very, very good place.
Yes.
And then we took the L, the Red Line, over to the queer area.
Yeah.
Belmont, great. I went there during that week last year. We went to a new bar that I hadn't been to, Replay.
Yep, Replay. It has arcade games in it.
Yep.
And I like arcade bars, as you guys probably know already, because I've talked about
them.
Multiple. And Ian liked it, too.
Yeah. I didn't end up with the games, but
I played the games. I lost, but that's okay.
But it was fun to, have a lager, a good beer there.
Yeah, but I had a pumpkin beer.
Very chill. And then we went to Roscoe's. I went there last year.
I got free cups from Roscoe's.
Yeah, she got cups. I guess that's a Roscoe's.
Three of them.
Hmm.
I know. Good wine, right?
Yeah, this is really good wine. We're, and those of you who don't know, because I'm used to describing things. I have a friend, Tyler, and I'm used to, you know, describing things. The seats in business class, they're big seats, and the, and there's a button, and the seats go way back.
They recline, yes.
They go way, way back. We took coach class yesterday, and they didn't.
And that was lame.
At all, and it was very uncomfortable. And I have one class upgrades, and we use those to get this.
Your phone is talking to you right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
No, but yeah, and then before we got to Union tonight, I wanted to go to Illins. I ate there.
But Dylan's was closed.
During my layover to Seattle in 2019, I had a layover in Chicago, and I went there, but tonight it was closed, and we didn't know that.
So then we got McDonald's.
So we got McDonald's, which was okay. So yeah, it's been really awesome, awesome. I think it's one of my best trips.
It's one of my best trips, too.
Because we're a good team. It's a lot
of a good team.
Team effort. You know, my, you know, spatial memorization is really good.
It is.
So I can help her with that. She can help with, you know, what's around. And then with that combined, it's a great thing. It's really kind of a team effort. And
yeah. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what we'd do without each other, honestly.
It's just really. And then tomorrow, before I go back on Delta, we're going to go to Cracker Barrel and
meet Amanda Smirky. Smirky. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, and I've never eaten there. They don't have that East. Cracker Barrel East.
And Amanda's never been there either, which I find surprising and shocking. All right. So it'll be good. And then we're going to Detroit. We're going to ride the People Mover and the queue line.
Yep. And then maybe try my luck at a slot machine.
Oh, yeah, at Greektown Casino or Motor City Casino.
And then I'm taking her out for this celebratory dinner at London Chop House.
Which is really expensive, but it's going to be delicious.
But I don't give a fuck because it's going to be good.
Exactly. We don't give a fuck.
And YOLO, it's one time. I'm not going to go there probably for a while after.
Yeah,
so yeah.
YOLO.
So yeah, this has been unbelievable. It's great people, great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we have much more than that. We're just drinking wine on a train, living our best lives.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
Hashtag Amtrak. Hashtag turn it up. Hashtag living the dream.
Hashtag wine and dine. On chicken nuggets.
Basically.
Hashtag.
Basically. So yeah.
Pass the car.
So, because no one gives a fuck anyway.
Exactly.
Basically. So, there you go. So, it's been great to rock it. Hopefully, you guys are enjoying whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Hopefully, drinking. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's 7:24 where we're at right now. But it's 8:24 in Michigan.
Yep. And we'll be back about 11:30 p.m., give or take, to Grand Rapids. So, it's going to be really great. We're going to maybe go to a diner. I'm not sure. We'll see.
We'll see how hungry we are when we get back. Oh, sorry. Okay. Anyway, I think that is the end of our show. I'm Aaron Stone. That was my show. Ian, do you want to sign off?
Yep, I'm Ian the Human Being, and thank you all.
Thank you, and good night.